Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning on Local Focus. Today, we're going to be chatting about our Hendersonville Chorale. We've got a fall concert coming up here in just a few days, a couple of weeks or so. We'll be chatting, we'll be chatting about that and learning more about our Hendersonville Chorale. Becky Rowland and Dennis Sanders here with us with the Hendersonville Chorale. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
So let's first talk about your fall concert coming up. It's coming up Sunday, November the 21st at 3 p.m. 24th. Yes, I'm looking at 24th. I said 21st. Yes. Sunday the 24th, Glorias and Memories. Tell us a little bit about the concert. Tell us what we can expect from the Hendersonville Chorale. That's at First United Methodist Church.
Yes, it is. We're real excited about it this time. Every time is something new and unique, but this one is going to be especially great. We have a full brass section that going to be playing with us.
Wow.
We're also going to be having the Boys and Girls Club is going to be singing with us, and we are just really excited about this one. We want Michael Brandon, who is our director, he wanted to do something about memories, remembering things from our past, things that really stand out.
Yeah.
And that's the theme of our concert this year.
Wow. So it's not just the chorale. It's not just singing. You got brass and the Boys and Girls Club. So working with the Boys and Girls Club, that's awesome.
We have the choir from the Boys and Girls Club. There's 14 about 8 and 9 year olds going to come and sing with us.
How about that?
And they've been practicing four numbers and they're excited. I mean, their director, Karen Milford, she's just off the wall trying to keep these kids calm, and she said they're very excited.
Well, what an exciting opportunity for them.
This, like, first time a lot of these kids have ever sung in public, so
wow.
Great.
Wow, and this is just sort of a reach out from the Hendersonville Chorale as part of the community.
It's our music outreach.
Okay.
It's one of them. Last year we worked with them a little bit, and this year we finally got the choir to come and sing with us this year, and so we're all excited, and they're all excited.
Yeah.
And then our other outreach was the Homes for Youth.
Uh-huh.
We did donated 2 tickets to their silent auction to help them with the operation of their to maintain their foster home that they have for girls right now, and then they're getting ready to start another one for boys. And they also work with the Department of Social Services to help train foster parents. So
what you're telling me is Hendersonville Chorale is far more than a group of folks who love to get together and sing and put on concerts.
That's true.
Correct.
We try to get into the community.
Yeah, yeah, and a couple of great ways you're doing that here. Becky, you mentioned something about some sponsorship and perhaps sponsor opportunities.
Yes, we have developed a Dynamic Supporters League, and it's starts from $1 all the way to $1,000 if you'd like to donate. But we're looking for sponsors and also corporate sponsors if they would be interested in getting with us.
Yeah.
And they can go to our website and pull up the donations, and mm-hmm. they'll be able to find where they can go to contact us to do a donation.
And I'll give that website here in just a minute and make sure to tell folks where they can get tickets for the upcoming concert. That's at 3 p.m. on Sunday, November the 24th at the First United Methodist Church, our Hendersonville Chorale. So tell us specifically about the Hendersonville Chorale. How many voices do you have, and what do you do throughout the year?
Well, each season we have 2 concerts a year, and each one we have a different number, anywhere from 45 to 65. The good thing about it, there's no auditioning, so anyone who loves to sing can be involved. But in the same respect, Michael Brandon is a wonderful leader and teacher. And so if you want to learn to sing better, and you can get help with that too.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it just works out really good.
So are there certain times of the year where one can join the chorale, or is it just open anytime?
No.
I'm sure no one could just join in and sing on the 24th.
No. Yeah. We have the first 3 weeks of the season, like our season for spring is going to begin on the Monday, the 6th of January.
Okay.
And you'll have 3 weeks to come in and sign up.
Okay.
And get into the chorale. And then after the 3 weeks, we're kind of closed up because we've had 3 weeks of practice.
Right, And so you have to wait till the next concert.
Right.
And that's important for folks to know. We got new people who are coming here to the community all the time. And what a great way to meet people.
It is an excellent way. There's people from everywhere.
Yeah. How long have you all been involved with the chorale?
This is my 9th year.
This is my fifth year.
Okay. And tell me, outside of just giving you an opportunity to sing, what does the Hendersonville, what does this Hendersonville Chorale mean for you guys?
Well, it's a community effort. It's a chance to get to know people in your community, to invite new people that are in the area to come in and be a part. And so it's just a camaraderie ship and that we just really enjoy.
Yeah.
And just for everybody's information, we are now in our 45th year.
What?
45th year of performance. And we are really excited. We're the longest running performance group in Hendersonville.
Really?
Or Henderson County.
In Henderson County,
I
would imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
The Hendersonville Chorale. How about that?
Yes.
How about that? So, the next opportunity for folks to get involved as singers for the chorale, when will that be?
That's the 6th of January.
Okay.
At 6:30 at the Methodist Church at the choir room.
Aha. Make sure somebody sends us some information on that so that we can help promote that.
And one thing about it, too, that we started really, I guess, this past year is that if you think you might be interested and just want to check us out, you can come to the first practice, first rehearsal, see how you like it, and then go from there.
Gotcha. And another great way of finding out is go to this concert.
Yes,
that's true.
The upcoming concert.
Last spring we had a really great concert, and we got a lot of new voices out of that concert. People came up to us after the concert and said, "Hey, how do I join?"
Aha!
Tell them how.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And is there a membership at all? Is there a membership fee or anything at all to join?
There's $25 to join.
Okay.
And but that's per season. So for fall is $25 and spring is $25.
And that makes sense. There's stuff that has to happen. In order to be a well-oiled machine, you got to have. There's got to be some funding there somehow.
Well, it helps with the operational fees.
Sure.
It helps with the music. Like
right.
Stuff like that.
So, can you tell us any specific songs that you'll be singing for this upcoming concert?
Well, the big one is, with all the brass and everything, is John Rutter's Gloria.
Oh.
And it is magnificent. And I must say.
Oh, with the brass and the kids' voices all tied
into
that?
Well, the kids won't be singing
they're not
that. They're
going
to be singing right before that.
Okay.
But the one thing that, with Michael as our director and Rebecca Brick as our accompanist, their musical talent and their outstanding leadership has really challenged us. It's a challenge, this number.
Yeah.
And it's three movements within this piece, and it's just been one big challenge, and it's been great because we've succeeded at it. And
fantastic. Well, one more question before we get back to the specifics of this upcoming concert. As a member of the chorale, when it's rehearsal time for these shows, what type of time commitment do you put in for rehearsal time?
Mondays. Normally it's 6:30 to 8:30.
Yeah.
If it's a soloist, they come in early.
Sure.
In the fall, it tends to be a little more different because for the last 4 years, we've sung at the Biltmore for their Candlelight Christmas.
Right.
So the people that go to the Biltmore come in an hour early so that they can practice and be ready for the Biltmore.
Yeah.
So, but normally for just people who are going to sing in with the chorale for the concert, it's usually 6:30 to 8:30.
Just one day a week.
Monday nights.
So you're not talking about a huge time commitment.
Nope.
But what a great way of getting to know people, and especially anybody who's singing there. Church or school or college choirs, what a great opportunity.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. All right. So once again, it's the Hendersonville Chorale, the fall concert, Glorias and Memories, is coming up at 3 p.m. on Sunday, November the 24th, First United Methodist Church. Celebrate Thanksgiving and the coming holiday season with great music with our Hendersonville Chorale. Tickets are only $20, no cost for 17 and under. And you can get tickets at the door or at the visitor center on Main Street or online at HendersonvilleChorale.com.
Correct.
Got it all right?
You got it.
Excellent.
Yes.
You can also get more information about you guys from HendersonvilleChorale.com. So if you've seen the chorale before, go see them again. If you've never seen them and maybe this is something you'd like to be a part of, make sure you go to this concert. Once again, the Hendersonville Chorale Fall Concert, Glorias and Memories, coming up at 3 p.m. on Sunday, November the 24th, First United Methodist Church. Tickets, again, $20 at the door, at the visitor center, or online at HendersonvilleChorale.com.